They are enterprising, determined, courageous, and above all, determined to seize digital technology in Africa to transform the environment in which they live. They are the bold, intrepid entrepreneurs who are betting on digitalization to support the development of their continents. Throughout this series of podcasts, we will discover the abundance of these innovative startups. For this third episode, we head to the east of the continent, where Amitrak, a Kenyan startup, innovates in the field of transport and logistics. Amit, a transport company manager, tells us about the difficulties they faced in an unregulated market, with volatile prices and numerous intermediaries called brokers on the service chain.
In the past, I've used other logistics service providers. Most of them are just brokers. Because there's no regulation in the logistics market, you find that at times, because of urgency, you fall prey to high rates. So you are not assured of getting best deals. Sometimes you make losses because of these logistic providers who are not regulated.
Fleet managers like Jamal are also at the mercy of sharp price swings in the market.
We normally say we have brokers who know where the jobs are. It was hard for me to meet service delivery cost. And for example, we fuel our trucks and we plan on these trips. And you know the prices are going higher even day by day. So this was...
How can a startup like Amitrak change the transport and logistics market in Africa? Answer with their co-founder, Mark Mangwe.
The disaggregated and fragmented transport industry is full of brokers and middlemen. They can take up to 60% of the delivery fee, which greatly inflates the costs for businesses. Amitrak changes that by using a public marketplace and a dynamic bid pricing model devoid of brokers.
What does a solution like Amitrak really change for an entrepreneur like Amit?
Short delivery times, and it has also enabled me to meet my clients' targets. And also, the interface is so easy to use. Its usability is friendly. It's easy to place delivery instructions on drop-off and pick-up points. So I'm usually assured of getting the legitimate transporters due to the competitive bidding process. And also my goods are secure on transit because there's the...
By allowing to remove middlemen, Amitrak takes a big bite out of some market players, as our fleet manager Jamal can attest.
It has helped us to remove the broker and allowed us to have a fair space for each and everyone. Well, we can say I can now quote for jobs that are coming with Amitrak, and now I don't have to depend on anyone. Well, and this means we are going to have a good relationship and a business even as we go by.
Simpler processes, fewer intermediaries, allow entrepreneurs like Hamid to save money.
Amitrak having a seamless process first has made operations easier on my side. And also the long-term effects have been 30% savings on my transportation cost because of the visibility and the fairness in pricing.
Mark Mangwe continues and explains how transportation and logistics can improve with new technologies.
Technology is playing a positive role for the logistics sector. Every year it comes up with new tools and innovations to make logistics and transportation more efficient through the supply chain. The introduction of transparent business models, visibility and monitoring of shipments using the Internet of Things IoT devices is offering a clear path of development. Moreover, technological advancements are also helping businesses lessen their costs by smart integration.
Thanks to digital solutions like Amitrak, transportation and logistics are transforming for the better in Africa. You've just heard from The Bold. This podcast is a Digital Africa initiative supported by the French Development Agency. See you in the next episode. Boldness brings genius, power, and magic.